The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Marco Rubio, after he got sick and tired of Donald Trump mocking everybody in 2015 and 2016, it was a long list. I mean, Lindsey Graham made fun of him. Ted Cruz made fun of him. Marco made fun of him. They've all fallen back in line. Rand Paul brutalized Donald Trump. They've all come back. Jeb Bush is about the only one. Although every time Jeb Bush comes out and endorses one of Donald's candidates, including Rubio, I'm not sure he's helping. In fact, I know he's not. So think about it. After Donald kept calling him Little Marco, Rubio did multiple town halls or speeches and then a debate when he talked about Donald Trump and referenced his small penis. That happened in our country. And he's now going to be the Secretary of State. That is a hell of a recovery.
And you thought Trump's was the greatest comeback in political history in this country.
I think we nailed it during ass. Trump is okay in this with two things. One, because he says such crazy things. He's not shocked when people think crazy things back at him. And if they just fall in line with loyalty later, fine. Among Trump's appointments, Marco Rubio, I'm totally fine with it. Donald Trump won, and his national security advisor. Those are much more traditional Republicans than they are MAGA diehards. Kristi Noem and her qualifications to be director of Homeland Security, outside of her loyalty, she's not qualified.
Well, she's managed the border with North Dakota very well.
Yeah, great. And she sent 48 National Guard members down to the border. I think that basically is telling you, by the way, she's in charge of 23,000 employees. Like, what's her background in high-level intelligence? Doesn't have it. It's loyalty, and also they're going to run a lot of that in-house with Tom Holman and Stephen Miller. Oh, goody on Stephen Miller. But telling off your boss, that's the theme here at the end. When did you tell off your boss, or what would you like to say to your boss? Because Marco Rubio went to the manhood card.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the manhood card.
That one's deep in the deck, too. You
that
gotta dig
is
for that one.
Deep. Look at these hands, Donald said. It's never been a problem. And they're together. What's the worst thing you've ever said to your boss, and what do you want to say to your boss? Let's go. Phone calls and texts. 651-461-9226. So we're getting spicy stories off air.
Salty, salty language being used against the bosses.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for Dave to hear, But it doesn't do us any good on air because we really can't convey MF this, that, you know. Here's a text. When did you tell off your boss? Or what would you like to say to your boss right now? My boss just walked in, Jason DeRusha. After 19 years, I have a new boss, dismissive, smart aleck punk that treats me horribly. I finally blew up at him, told him if I leave this company and he's the sole reason for leaving, it wouldn't look good for him. That stopped his behavior cold.
Wow.
Wow.
A lot of confidence in yourself and the company.
That is confidence, right?
You better be that good.
You better be that good. That does sound like a bully, right?
The boss or the employee?
The boss.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
Do you think it bugs people a fair amount if the boss is like 20 years younger than them?
Yes.
There's just an automatic default. How can you be my boss when you're this young?
I've kind of hit the point where I expect from here on out I'll be working for people younger than me.
Well, you know? Man, of your age.
Yeah.
You should. I
mean, currently, my boss is older than me.
Yeah?
Over in TV, well, you know, in TV, you always have sort of a goofy management structure where you're like,
right,
there's an executive producer who's in charge of the show, but like, come on.
Can they fire you?
No.
They could recommend.
Sure.
Right?
I could recommend too.
Yeah. I once said, F you to boss, you know, is the text. After you threatened my job, he had 8 years of company seniority. I had 30 years. I'm not intimidated by anyone. I knew that both management and the union had my back. My manager bossed him the next day that he's banned from talking to anyone in my department.
Oof.
If you have the swagger, Dave, that's a big key when you're calling out the boss,
yes,
right?
It is.
Right, Chase? If you're swinging the stick and you're not that vital,
yeah,
it's been a good run.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to call a bluff, like, you got to be ready for them to tell you, like, good day. We don't need you.
Do you have one you want to share?
Have I ever called out a boss? No.
What's your guess with me?
Hell yeah. I mean, in contract negotiations, I'd for sure.
Sure.
Like,
sure. The worst one for me here was when pre-Harrigan, when Shaletta filled in and did nothing as a producer, honestly, nothing. Yeah. But we just thought she was so fun. So I said, let's do it. Because of the kids, she needed a certain amount of money. I went up to Shannon and offered to meet somewhere in the middle, and she's like, I can't do it. It's because of the union. So I went on air, ripped the union, and then our program director at the time wrote me up. I said, you're not in the union. Mm. I ripped the union. I told Shannon what I was going to do. So he writes me up. We had the kindest HR person then. I yelled at that program director for 10 minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. She goes to the end, this isn't exactly how I thought this was going to go.
My approach was always to tell the boss, like...
That person was let go a couple months later.
I always would tell the boss, like, yep, I'll do what you want. And then I would do what I want, assuming that what are the odds that they're actually watching the morning news? Or listening from 3 to 6. You're like, whatever.
That's a fair point.
That's sort of how I play.
Our boss now listens.
Our
boss listens a lot now.
It's rough. A lot harder to get away with.
Yeah, he pays attention.
Yeah.
We had a previous boss here who slept. Was better when he was sleeping.
Yes.
We called him Nappy. Never a good nickname if you're
not
nappy
ideal.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.